Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the third week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled Homecoming.
A reading from the prophet Hosea. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to God, take away all guilt, accept that which is good, and we will offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. We will say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. In you the orphan finds mercy. I will heal their disloyalty. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall strike root like the forests of Lebanon. His shoots shall spread out. His beauty shall be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like that of Lebanon. They shall again live beneath my shadow. They shall flourish as a garden. They shall blossom like the vine. Their fragrance shall be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what have I to do with idols? It is I who answer and look after you. I am like an evergreen cypress. Your faithfulness comes from me. Those who are wise understand these things. Those who are discerning know them. For the ways of God are right, and the upright walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Well, here we are at just about the midpoint of our Lenten journey, a good time for a generous pause, a good time to stop and look at where we've been, where we are now, and what's coming up. Maybe over this weekend, we might take that pause very intentionally, choose a quiet place and time, turn off all our devices, phones, computers, all our distracting devices for a generous period of time. Whatever is honestly possible for each of us, but a generous pause. The prophet from whom we hear today, Hosea, consistently writes of the covenant relationship of Yahweh with the people, not in legal terms, but in terms of an intimately personal and loving relationship of marriage. A good image to keep in mind as we do our mid-Lent reflection. As in the Ash Wednesday scripture reading from the prophet Joel, Hosea today calls us to return, come back, come home, home to our one and only loving and faithful God. Thus says the Lord, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. The Israelites had turned to false gods of Assyria, and even had made idols of the work of their own hands. Yet, remarkably, despite their sinfulness, their infidelity, God longs for them to turn around and come back. The second part of the passage from Hosea today conveys the beautiful promise of God for what the new life, the return of their hearts to the heart of God, will be like. They will know the healing love of their God. Hosea frames what their new life, the fruit of God's love, will be like in poetic language, like a flourishing, thriving garden, described in words like blossoming, fragrance, taking root like a cedar of Lebanon, splendid as an olive tree. All reflections of both God's tenderness and God's strength. So shall it be with us. When we look back to the beginning of our Lenten journey, chances are we will recall some unrealistic resolutions, because now we are experiencing the waning of our initial enthusiasm, or maybe its complete demise. And we stand perhaps discouraged as we face the remaining weeks. Listening deeply to the description from Hosea today of the results of God's love and forgiveness in forms of beauty and plenty might facilitate our acknowledgement of weakness, along with our repentance and renewed desire to grow, however slowly, in that intimate relationship with the One who loves us so much more than we seem even able to comprehend. A generous, gentle pause at this point on our Lenten journey can help us keep our focus on God's love, even more than on our feelings of inadequacy. With God's grace, then, just as we are, we ask for the grace to remember the words near the end of the passage, where God says, "Your faithfulness comes from me." Or as another translation puts it, "Because of me, you bear fruit." A good reminder as we pause to reflect before starting out again with renewed energy on our Lenten journey home.